Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining in. Obviously, you know, like yesterday morning when I got the news, it was a terrible news, and it was a long day of travel back to Florida with a connection in Houston. So obviously, spending lots of time on the plane, I had lots of time to reflect. And first and foremost, I would like to say thank you to the organization, because I spent like 4 wonderful years in Calgary. We took a veteran team and we retooled it into a much younger hockey club. And I think today that we're very proud of the foundation of this hockey club, while still having a very good leadership group. I also want to thank the management, the players, my partners in the coaching staff, the equipment managers, medical personnel, the entire staff working at the Saddle Dome. Like, they're unbelievable people, and also the media members. I think that the way that not only that you treated me, but you treat the entire organization, players, and everything, you're very ethical. And, I have lots of fun. So obviously, yesterday I felt very empty, very sad, because I felt that, you know, like, despite the fact that we didn't get maybe the results that we were looking for this year, following up a great year, maybe like 2 seasons at 2 extremes, but still, I really believe that this organization is heading the right way, with a very strong foundation of great young players. And, I just feel very sad, I didn't get the opportunity to, to keep working as a group, to keep working as an organization for better days for the entire organization. I think that, there's no doubt in my mind that this team is 1 or 2 years away from being like an excellent hockey club and making like push like real deep in the playoffs. But obviously it's going to be for somebody else. Like, I fully understand the risk of our business, and I accept the responsibilities also. And I'm very thankful. Like I said, I was blessed by working in a great community. The fans, the sea of red, I was looking at this in 2004, like watching TV and looking at all the fans in the Red Mile and during the game. And last year in our playoff run, I was able to witness it live. And it's just unbelievable. I have great memories leaving this great community. And, I want to thank everyone. So, if there's any questions, please go ahead.
And Bob, first of all, condolences on the bad news, and thanks from all of us for being such a pleasure to deal with. Just the one question here. Yesterday, Brad talked about differences in philosophy between the way you saw the game being played and the way he wanted the Calgary Flames playing hockey. Was that something that the two of you talked about during the season? Was it a source of friction between you?
Well, that was news to me yesterday, because I felt that, Brad and I always talked, and, I always thought that, we were on the same page. Obviously, we talked a lot about the power play and the penalty killing, but, I look at our power play. Looking at the Sean Monahan, the Johnny Gaudreau, the Sam Bennett, the Dougie Hamilton, they're part of our younger players. And I didn't check. I have no data to secure what I'm telling you, but I really believe that with the Edmonton Oilers and ourselves, we probably have the 2 youngest power plays. And power plays, special teams, it's all about, experience and everything. And I thought that those kids were really progressing well. On our penalty killing, obviously face-offs, was a major problem. We were losing lots of faceoff during the season. We allowed 11 goals in the first 12 seconds of opponent's power play. So there's not much that you can do to defend when you lose the faceoff and the puck ends up in your net. But, last year, when we made the playoffs, when you win, those minor details go under the table and nobody talks about it. And when you lose a few games and you have a deceiving season, it's normal that there's going to be questions and there's going to be debates on stuff. I think that it's an emotional game, and we all want the best. But to close on your question, Brad Treliving was a great help to the coaching staff, was very supportive of us. So at no point there was a difference of opinion and everything. So yesterday, that was news to me.
Hey, Bob, I echo the same thing as Dave. Thanks a lot for being such a good guy to deal with on a day-to-day basis. We really appreciated that in Calgary. My question
is...
I saw
your dad at the airport yesterday.
I heard that. I know it's so early, but do you want to stay in coaching? Do you want to kind of get back on the horse as soon as possible? And if so, have you kind of made steps to talk to anybody at this point?
Yeah, obviously coaching is my passion. Coaching is in my blood. So there's no doubt that, I want to coach. I'm only 55 years old, and I believe that I'm in great shape, and I love this game. I love teaching. I love competing to win hockey games. And obviously right now the coaching carousel is spinning out of control. It's the time of the year, and so obviously there's lots of jobs. There's lots of names, and there's going to be lots of speculations, but I will not get involved in this. There's a process going on for every job open, and I'll be very respectful to that process.
When you look at the 4 years, is the thing that you take most from it is that even last year when things didn't go your way, Johnny Gaudreau was better. Sean Monahan was better. Colburn had a career season. Brody was better. Backlund had a career season. Is that the development of these kids? And obviously you're not going to be around to see the fruition of it, but is the development of those kids, is that what you take the most pride from in the 4 years?
Most definitely. The progression of our young players. Plus look at Mark Giordano. We just have back-to-back, unbelievable season. There's lots of development that went on, and that's what's disappointing to me. If we look at our record this year, yes, it's disappointing. But on the other part, the work that has been done, the progression, that maybe you don't see in the standings today. It's a great investment for the future. Look at the Michael Backlund, the Colburn, Monahan, Johnny, Bennett, Brody, Hamilton. We saw a progression in those guys. You look at the leadership crew. I really believe that this team is just a couple of players away from being a great hockey club, despite the fact that they're still a very young hockey team. So when I sat with Brad and got the news, that was my biggest disappointment. I felt that we, as an organization, we had done lots of good things that maybe didn't show in the standings, but will show in a very near future.
And just as a follow-up question, and on the same tack, I mean, that's usually what happens, isn't it? I mean, I look at Pierre Paget, who's a friend of yours in Quebec City, and then went to Colorado and they won. A lot of the work that people do, they're not around to see it, and that's just part of the business, right?
Yeah, I believe from day one we started to establish a very good culture, a culture of hard work, a culture of expectations where You know, you couldn't hide. You had to deliver. Like, remember our phrase that we were always saying, like, always earned, never given. And, you know, I'm really proud of this. Like, you know, I entered by the big door 4 years ago, and I want to make sure that I leave by the big door. You know, it's the, we cultivated pride. And today in my situation, I'm the one who has to show pride. Like, I feel that I was blessed. I worked with unbelievable people that supported me all the time. Like, I, you know, in my 4 years, I went through like three general managers, Jay Feaster, Brian Burke, and Brad Treliven. And I have to thank Jay for bringing me to Calgary. And after this, I could have been swept under the carpet very easily, either by Brian or by Brad, and both like gave me chances and you know, like, gave me the time to work, and I really respect them for this.